An unknown number of people who have the symptoms of COVID-19 test negative for the disease. Some reports estimate as many as 30% of patients fall into this category. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to one man who has been battling a more than three-week-long illness that has left him frustrated, confused, and isolated.
I've been following the Facebook post of an acquaintance of mine who has been in isolation for 24 days. He is experiencing the unrelenting symptoms of what his doctor believes is COVID-19. Tom Chiarella is a Rochester native and a freelance journalist. In the second week of March, he spent time at the National Quarantine Center in Omaha, Nebraska, researching a piece for Esquire.com on the novel coronavirus pandemic. 3 days after he returned home to Indiana, he started feeling sick.
I thought I was tired, and then I had a fever that night. So that was the Friday the 13th. On Saturday morning, I had a laundry list of symptoms, including breathing problem, including, you know, runny nose, watery eyes, kind of normal flu-like symptoms, a cough, a dry cough. My cough was hard enough that it made me uncomfortable, but it wasn't brutal. I had a fever.
Even though there were four COVID-19 patients at the federal quarantine center he visited just a few days earlier, Chiarella doesn't think he got the virus there. The patients were kept in a biocontainment unit. If anything, he says it was his conversations with the scientists who work at the center that later made him realize he needed to self-quarantine.
I came out of it feeling like I understood the case for social distancing and for isolation if you're symptomatic.
So he rented an Airbnb apartment on the second floor of a Victorian building in Greencastle, Indiana. That's about 20 minutes south of his home. And that's where he's been for over 3 weeks, experiencing a range of symptoms, including a sound he didn't even realize his own body was making. At first, he thought it was someone knocking on the door in the middle of the night.
And I'd hear this pop, pop, pop. And I thought, who's knocking on my door at 2:30 in the morning? And I would get up and walk to the door. No one was there. The second night I did that, I got up twice. And the third time I got up, I could hear myself take a deep breath. And I heard the sound, pop, pop, pop. And I thought, wow, I'm actually making the sound of death at my door.
The knocking sound was coming from his own chest.
And I have a few risk factors, heart condition and whatnot. So I got a test pretty early on, the following Tuesday. That test took 14 business days before it came back to me, and that was a long wait.
The results of the COVID-19 test were negative.
My doctor said, I want you to presume you have it, and we're going to confirm that later with a test, but you cannot go home until you're 3 days symptom-free. Now I can tell you that I have a fever every day at 4 o'clock. It's like an appointment. I feel as sick now as I did a week ago.
The experts he talked to, both as a journalist and now as a patient, told him about how long it takes for an infected person's body to shed the virus.
And it's as long as 38 days, which I find a little dispiriting, the idea that I might be here for 38 days.
It's exhausting, he says, to feel an ease of symptoms only to have them return every day. He keeps in close contact with his doctor and his wife. She calls frequently to make sure he doesn't need to be hospitalized.
I vowed to stop pretending I'm an expert on everything because I read the New York Times or I have a Facebook account. And I tried to listen to her as my observer and partner, but also to my doctors and to the experts. And I have to admit that I've heard the stories by visiting the biocontainment unit, by talking to epidemiologists, and of what the breathing looks like in the acceleration stage when things really start to move forward. And I never thought I have a kind of checklist, and outside the sound of my own breathing, which happened, I didn't feel that I hit the points on that checklist.
So he watches and waits until it's safe to leave isolation. Family and friends drop off food, notes, novels, candles. The people delivering his takeout food offer to pick up things from the drugstore. Friends honk their car horns when they drive by. Maybe these connections are part of the reason Chiarella says he feels optimistic.
millions of us, if this is where it comes to, will survive. And we'll all have our stories.
That's Rochester native Tom Chiarella describing his three-week ordeal with what his doctor believes to be COVID-19. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.